BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Further talks are taking place on a draft UN resolution calling for a suspension of fighting in Gaza after a vote was delayed for a third day. The envoy from the United Arab Emirates, which drafted the text, said additional diplomacy was needed to yield positive results. Neda Taufik reports from UN headquarters in New York.
Diplomats have been desperately trying to agree a text that will withstand a U.S. veto. That's meant numerous delays, with another announced today. In order to accommodate the United States, the resolution includes toned-down language that calls for a suspension of hostilities rather than a cessation. The main sticking point now is that Washington is said to be against the establishment of a U.N. mechanism to monitor aid into Gaza because it fears it could take away Israel's control of the process. Egypt and the United States are now engaging directly to ensure any aid monitoring mechanism can work for all parties. The success of the resolution hinges on the outcome of those talks.
The Israeli military says its ground forces inside Gaza City have found tunnel infrastructure that it believes served as a base for Hamas leaders. An army spokesman said the network branched out from properties registered to the Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar and other senior figures. The president of Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro, has welcomed the release by the United States of the Colombian-born businessman Alex Saab, calling it a triumph for truth. Mr. Saab, who was being held in money laundering charges, was returned to Caracas as part of a prisoner exchange. Here's Will Grant.
There are currently at least 10 US citizens in prison in Venezuela, including two former Green Berets who took part in an attempt to oust Nicolas Maduro in 2019, and three others accused of entering the country illegally from Colombia. The decision will no doubt infuriate Mr. Maduro's critics. However, it comes as the Biden administration eased sanctions on Venezuela in October ahead of next year's presidential election. Those sanctions are due to be reversed if Mr. Maduro doesn't commit to a free and fair election.
Thousands of people have taken to the streets of Buenos Aires in the first big protest against Argentina's new president, Javier Milei, and his government's economic shock policies. The march was led by groups representing the unemployed. Natalia Ocasoy is a journalist in Buenos Aires.
They are worried about Javier Milei's political decisions, particularly how much he wants to cut the budgets of the state, and that might end up affecting people like them. They're also worried that the policies implemented by Javier Milei's government might not help the economy, or at least the people that are more damaged by the current situation, particularly the high inflation. Actually, inflation is not yet slowing down. It's getting worse.
BBC News. Washington has criticised a new Hungarian law against foreign influence passed by its parliament last week. The US State Department said the legislation might be used to intimidate and punish people disagreeing with the ruling party. The law, introduced by Hungary's right-wing Prime Minister Viktor Orbán, will set up a new agency with powers to identify organisations receiving foreign funding. Britain has said it profoundly regrets a decision by the Irish government to mount a legal challenge to a law that gives conditional amnesty for crimes committed during three decades of conflict in Northern Ireland. London said the case was unnecessary and came at a particularly sensitive time for the province. Dublin argues the legislation violates the European Convention of Human Rights. The Irish Prime Minister, Leo Varadkar, says he will ask the European Court of Human Rights to carry out a judicial review of the UK legislation.
It is something that we're genuinely doing with a sense of regret, but we did make a commitment to survivors in Northern Ireland and the families of victims that we would stand by them and also stand by the Good Friday Agreement, which specifically references the European Convention on Human Rights.
The French President Emmanuel Macron has been defending a new law on immigration that's caused splits in his own party and led to the resignation of a minister. The law makes it more difficult for migrants to bring family members to France and delays their access to welfare benefits. President Biden has said there is no doubt Donald Trump supported an insurrection, echoing Tuesday's ruling by a Colorado court which said he could not run for president in the state. Mr. Biden refused to comment directly on the decision, but said there was no question about Mr. Trump's actions around the storming of the US Capitol building. BBC News.